This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Think globally, but act locally. Taking that bumper sticker admonition to heart, brothers Jasper and Lucas Ocean have launched a grassroots international student exchange program at their alma mater, Annalee High School in Sebastopol.
We both spent a bunch of time traveling, about a year down in South America, but decided when we came back to Sebastopol that we wanted to do something where the learning process of traveling didn't stop, and so that people could follow through on its commitment of being a global community to a greater degree and have visitors come and engage in community-to-community international relations.
That was the seed, Lucas says, that has grown into the program they now call Global Student Embassy, a student leadership training that emphasizes community service mixed with international relations. Working with Annalee English teacher Susan Swanson, they begin by asking the local students to examine and question their place in the world.
We started out with having social location analysis. What does being from Sebastopol mean in the context of being from the world? What responsibility does that carry? What privileges do you have that other folks maybe aren't provided because of their social circumstances? Is there a responsibility, or is this just the way it is?
As part of a generally affluent and privileged community, Ocean notes that the Sebastopol students enjoy a life experience starkly different from their counterparts in Santa Fe, Argentina, and Zurite, Peru.
The students from Argentina vary, but certainly none of them could afford to travel outside of their country without our support. And the students from Peru live in a semi-subsistence farming community. A large part of what they have to survive is grown in the plots of land below their houses.
Before the year is out, Lucas says, the local participants will play host to students from those two South American towns, then travel to those towns to work on civic improvement projects.
Students are going to travel up from Peru and Argentina on a scholarship for about 3.5 to 4.5 weeks. They'll stay in Sebastopol with students and will implement the community service projects that they've been developing over our Skype chat with our students and work in our community. Then next summer, we will lead two groups of students, one to Peru and the other to Argentina, and go down there and do some development work in their communities, including building some irrigation canals in the community in Peru, restoring a school and painting it in Santa Fe, Argentina, and doing some flood prevention and restoration work also there.
That experience should fulfill multiple goals, adds Jasper, including preparing the current class to take over the program in the following year.
To have the youth, when they're enthusiastic and young and energetic, to be able to give something back to a community and also, through this process, empower themselves, kind of take hold of a project and own it as their creation. We're working with juniors and sophomores now, so part of the idea is that they'll come back the following year and kind of run the project in the future.
Meanwhile, the first-year program is working to raise $60,000 to bring the 25 visiting students to California. A fundraising dinner and informational gathering will be held Friday night at the Sebastopol Community Center. You can find details about the event and the Global Student Embassy program on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.